Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This podcast is recorded on traditional lands. We pay respect to elders past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal, and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may be listening.
I'm already mad.
Why are you mad?
Because of the topic we're about to talk about.
Well, first of all, hi, Molly.
Hi, Jess. I'm good. Let's jump into the topic.
Oh, my God.
I'm angry.
She's okay.
What are we talking about? Literally, before we recorded this, we discussed what topic we were going to talk about. And we've decided we're going to talk about our work horror stories. Can I just say, a bit of context about me. I have worked so many different jobs because obviously, like, I'm an actor slash...
Which means you're a mechanic. Yeah. Which means you're a cleaner. Which means you work in a factory.
I've literally been an elf. I've been a bunny in a local mall. I've been an elf.
Oh, yeah.
I've done it. Fucking any job.
Mascot.
I applied to be a mascot for, like, a football game.
Yep, whatever pays the bills.
And whatever, any job you can think of, I have fucking done it. I'm not even joking. That is part of being an actor. But... obviously, like, having had done all these jobs, like, and, like, literally as we spoke about doing this segment, I can already feel myself getting
mad. She's fuming.
Mad.
I can see it
in
her
I'm
pores.
Pissed off.
Like, the steam coming out of her face.
You know, and, like, you
so
know.
For the audio listeners, because you're the only listeners, there's actually steam coming out of her ears.
Yeah.
And she actually sounds like a kettle right now, but I've actually, like, EQ'd that sound out so you can't hear it. It kind of sounds a little bit like...
Have you seen that scene in Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban?
You know, Azkaban.
You know when Harry takes that, like, little, like, edible in his, like, dorm room and then he, like, gets, like, steam out of his ears?
Yes.
They were definitely doing, like, ket.
Yeah, it's all I think it's all a metaphor for, like, drugs and, like, I don't think that the magic was actually really. I think he's just, like, mentally ill.
Yeah.
He's just
having a manic episode for seven movies.
Yeah.
But yeah, so our work horror stories, I'm going to jump right in.
Wait, hang on. Before you jump in, I just want to say that, like, me and Molly and I,
Grandma,
we've known each other for a while and we have worked together on a lot of different things. We've had a lot of random jobs together.
Yeah.
We've babysat together. We've worked in offices together. We've written stuff together. We do this podcast together. Like, we know each other and we've been to a lot of random events as well together. So we know each other's dynamic and we work quite well. And
I'm a good worker, okay? Listen,
yeah.
A lot of the time I'm a personality hire. I can cop that. However, I always am like, oh, like, I don't do any work. Here's the thing. At my core, annoyingly, I try and do my best. It's my worst quality.
I've never had a problem with you. And look.
Because, like, I like this job.
You know, you're the personality hire. I'm the diversity hire. Let's let's jump in. Let's jump into your horror stories.
Okay. So first one, I'm going to set the scene for you guys.
Okay.
So this job was fucked. Fucked. I'm still angry about it.
Oh my God.
A couple of years ago, I was a Christmas casual for a department store. Not going to name the store. I worked at this job. And can I just say...
You worked at the job?
Yeah, I know. I'm literally crazy. Oh, I didn't really work. I did nothing. No, you know what? No, 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 no.
Give yourself some credit.
I will fucking give myself some credit. I was fine. And they found a fucking problem with every fucking thing I did. I'm still fucking angry about this.
Whoa, girl.
I worked
at this. The mic's peaking.
I don't give a fuck. I'm fucking pissed. I worked at this department store. I'm going to go back to the start, okay? I had about 4 incidences at this job where the managers were fucked. Yeah. One of the managers, I went up to him and he was chatting to me and he was like, so you need to go downstairs. You need to go down to this room. And there was like a slight break in the conversation, right? Mm-hmm. There was a slight break in the conversation. And at this point, I'd been working there for about a week. He was like, you need to go downstairs and get the number. And there was a pause. And I was like, oh, what's the number? And he goes, when I'm talking, you listen and you do not talk over the top of me. And I remember my whole body.
I just felt that.
My whole body tensed up and I physically. Was so uncomfortable because I was like, what the fuck? So that was that. That was horrible. And then at the same job, so when I was leaving, because I quit, because I could literally only do 2 months, because I was like, I hate this so much.
Yep, fair.
One of the managers, she was literally the most horrible manager. And
it takes a certain kind of human being to become a retail manager.
Sorry. I fucking hate it.
You're going to get nodules.
I don't care. It's worth it because fuck me. Sorry. But okay. So.
She's crying.
She's so right. Retail managers, like they are. Retail managers have had no power anywhere else in their life. So they go in and their goal is to make fucking little miserable teenagers even more miserable. Yep. They are so angry with their lives because they fucking suck. There's nothing wrong with being a manager. I've worked a lot of jobs.
I've had some great managers.
I've had some really funny sleigh managers and I've left some places and been like, you know what? This is just not the job for me anymore, but you were great. This manager, fuck me, fucking dead. I work for her, right? And when I left, so I put in my notice and she goes, Molly, come here. She goes, trauma. She goes, you will never make it. She goes, you will never, I'm not, I'm dead set.
Are
this
you
is what,
fucking
I'm not
kidding
fucking
me?
Kidding. She goes, you will never make it in the industry. If you work out in the world, how you worked in here, you'll never make it. And then this bitch has the audacity to go, my sister's friend. Oh, okay.
Dog's friend's uncle.
She goes, my sister's friend worked on a show. And if you apply yourself. So this bitch was being like, I know the industry. Bitch, you work in a fucking department store. What the fuck do you know about the acting industry? And then she literally was like, my sister's friend worked on a show. And if you apply yourself the same way, you would never make it. And I literally remember that was like the fucking, like this bitch, like, oh my God, it fueled like a rage inside of me. And the other day I literally was driving and I remember this story and I had like you know, when you like think of something and then you have like an angry 10-minute rant to yourself.
And you like punch them in your head to calm down. You like imagine them and you're like,
but it was,
and then you open your eyes and you're like, I'm back to normal.
But the other day it was.
Push those feelings down.
But the other day I was so mad at myself because I went back into the store. I've avoided that store. Literally, I never go back in there. But I did go back in because I wanted to get something specific.
Yeah.
And I saw that the guy that I spoke about who was rude to me as well, I saw him and I smiled at him. And I was so mad at myself for smiling at him. But he smiled back. But then he looked really confused because I think he was like, wait, I remember you. And I was like, oh, I left and I just felt so angry because I was like, you treated me like shit and I just smiled at you and I was like, why was I nice? Anyway, that was that story and that was absolutely cracked. Do you want to hear another one? I literally have another. I have 3.
My God. Yeah, go on.
Okay, another job I had. Mm-hmm. So this is like just like my like villain origin story.
Yeah. Is this another retail?
Honestly, it might even be worse. I had to dress up as an elf for...
Oh.
At a, like, literally being an actor.
Standing in the mall like, welcome to Jingle Town. You want to meet Santa? You're going to have to line up, sweetie.
And then
that's
like,
$40 for one photo on a low-res camera.
And then like going outside and like vaping and like literally like looking in the mirror like, what the fuck is my life? Like
you walk outside you're like, God damn.
Another day, another dollar.
Another day, another dollar.
But like literally part of being an actor is having like the world's shittiest jobs and being like, what the fuck is my life? But yeah, so essentially I worked at a local mall and had to dress up as a fucking elf. And
when am I going to get out of Jingle Town?
I'm destined for more than this. And then one day, so one of the things we had to do is over 3 days, we had to hand out gingerbread men to people, right?
Yeah.
So essentially this was my screw up. I can cop this. But what I cannot cop is what the fucking phone call was. Oh. So essentially part of this job was every day, over 3 days, we had to hand out 100 gingerbread men for free.
Like a little Girl Scout.
Little Girl Scout cockray. But basically, on the second day, I think we gave out like 120. So
that's a lot.
Yeah, it would have meant like the next day, it was for free. Like it was literally like, here you go. But then the next day it would have meant we had like 80. So one of my managers called me and she was like, how'd it go? And I was like, oh, we gave a bit more out. So the next day we'll just hand out 80. She literally was like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? Oh my God. Like, how could you have done that? Are you serious? She literally screamed at me and went off. And I remember sitting in my driveway.
No. She was screaming because she's never wanked off. She's obviously never come in her life. She's obviously not getting laid.
I know.
She's obviously never had a piece of chocolate. She's obviously like, she's obviously like standing on top of the highest building in history. And she's like, she's hanging on by a single thread.
It was literally like an out of body experience. I was like literally dressed as an elf in my driveway, like having this fucking bitch yell at me because I didn't hand out enough gingerbread men. Like I handed out too many gingerbread men. And I was like, this is such a non-issue. And I was so... I literally had one of those moments where I was like, my life is such a fucking joke. And I was so mad. And I was like...
That's like TV show level, like...
Oh, yeah.
That's like Kimmy Schmidt working at the Christmas store.
Sometimes I like float above myself and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, just disassociate for a second. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was so that was her. That was awesome. Good times, guy. Good times.
Terrible.
All right. And my third and final work horror story is... So I was a nanny. I was a nanny for a bit and I worked for this lady. It was like I could do no right. And essentially one time, so I would get there early in the morning.
I'm already cringing, sorry.
Oh, it's grim. And I got there and normally she'd have like bowls and like Weet-Bix out and like spoons for the kids and some water, right?
Yeah.
And then one time she didn't have any of that stuff out. So I went and put out like bowls and Weet-Bix and all that on the table.
And that's really nice of you.
Yeah. I mean, like, yes, it was like my job, but also like if I saw someone do that, I'd be like, oh, cheers.
You're taking initiative.
Yeah. I was like,
there you go.
I was being so good at my job. But basically she saw it and she goes, why do they have little spoons? They have big spoons. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, it was like, it was literally like what the fuck level, what the fuck? It was just so rude.
What?
It was, I know, it was so...
Why do they have little spoons?
Yeah.
They always have big spoons.
I was like, okay, you get the fucking big spoons to them, you stupid cunt. Anyway.
They always have their cereal with a ladle. A full-on ladle. A ladle.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, shove the ladle up your ass, bitch. And then this was the straw that broke the fucking camel's back. So that was like, there was that just like camel. Little things like that happening here and there. Yeah. And listen to me, guys. I know sometimes when people go on rants about their work horror stories, it's easy to be like, maybe you're the problem. I promise you, I have had lots of different jobs, okay? I have had lots of different jobs and most of the time it's been chill. Like, obviously sometimes I can like make mistakes or whatever, but on the
whole.
You're
human.
I'm human and I try to be decent.
You're a hard worker, and I know that.
Depends on the job. Let's
I know, but like, you obviously shouldn't be giving 150% at a retail job.
You should be giving 20% at your retail job.
Oh, 100%.
They don't care if you live or die.
Yeah, but like, it's funny to me because like, I feel like a lot of retail jobs, you could get away with murder and they would not blink an eye, but then it's like the weirdest, most subtle thing that like you do that they don't like, that you like the way that you do it, and they just lose their fucking minds.
Literally.
The managers or any or other employees will be like, we don't do that, we do not put the soap on shelf 5, it goes on shelf 7, it's always been there.
It's like, why do you give a fuck? Like this job.
And there you are pissing in the aisle and they're not even looking at the puddle near your feet.
I love pissing in aisles.
And they're like, no soap.
But yeah, but the thing with this nannying job that was like the straw that broke the camel's back. Normally I nannied for them in the morning, but one night she wanted me to babysit at night, right?
Yeah.
So she kind of hired me as a nanny / like cleaner. Like I would do like vacuuming and like hang
just
the washing
classic
out.
Classic duties.
Yeah. Duties. Poop. But basically, one time I was like babysitting the kids at night, but like sort of still cleaning and stuff at the same time. Mm-hmm. And just for a bit of background on this, it was my brother's birthday that night. She had told me that she'd be back at like 8:30 at night, and because my brother was going to come over to our house at 8. So then literally 9 o'clock rolls around. So it was like an hour or whatever afterwards. She was literally so late. I rang her being like, hey, and I was expecting, if you're an hour late, you would expect the person on the other line to be like, hi, like, I'm so sorry I'm late and stuff.
Yeah, or like explain why.
Yeah, yeah.
Just be like, sorry, I'm stuck in traffic. I'll be there or whatever, something like that.
Exactly. She rang me and I was like, hello. And then she was like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, I'm just sitting on the couch with. Bleep that out. Bleep that out. Sorry, I just said, I just said a name. It's all right. Just going to bleep that out. X. But basically, I was sitting on the couch with one of the kids. Lol. Oh, you can keep that. It's just kind of funny. But I was sitting on the couch and she goes, shouldn't you be doing your chores?
Girl, done them.
So she was late home. She walks in. There was no apology. She walks to the kitchen. I had to make them like ravioli, but I messed it up. So I made them scrambled eggs instead, right?
Yeah.
I fucked up the pasta because it was like one of those, like, it takes a minute to make things. She walks into the kitchen. She goes, oh, did you do the ravioli is meant to be on for 2 minutes. That was like all she said. She was sort of like, hello. Like, she sounded a little bit apologetic, but like, there was no like, sorry. There was no anything. The only thing she said was like passive aggressively, like, yeah, the ravioli was meant to take 2 minutes. And then I remember like being in the kitchen and I remember like seething and I left. And then that night I just got home and just burst into tears. I was so upset. And then, yeah, the next day I quit.
That's good.
So Slay, good. I have left all those jobs now. You.
I've got two really short stories.
Okay, let's go.
The first one, I worked in an office but basically like I fucking hated the manager like so much. He was really rude. Like, it was a really simple job and all I had to do all day was just like one simple task and I just kept doing that and it was fine and I would always hit deadlines and it was totally fine. And there were so many times where there would just be the most passive aggressive, disgusting like behavior from the manager, like speaking to me like personally and to other coworkers as well. The day I had to quit after my shift, like before the manager like was able to like leave the office, I just left without saying goodbye. I didn't say goodbye to anyone. I did not want to like look at him because I was like, no, fuck you. That was my little story from that.
Oh my God.
I know.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But my other favorite story, work story wise, is one time Molly and I
did a babysitting
gig together. And it was actually like, it was a positive story in the end.
Well, let's explain a bit of context for this. So essentially it was this gig where they had like, didn't they have like six kids?
There were seven. It was seven
yeah,
kids.
Yeah, seven kids. So they said actually we're looking for two,
they were
not
like
one.
All under the age of 12.
Yeah.
So there was like, it ranged from like literally 2 to 12.
Oh yeah, they were like babies and then they were like kids as well. So it was like a really like intense.
They were
like,
all like family friends.
Yeah.
The two couples, they were really lovely people. But they were obviously like going to a party that night and that's why they needed us to be there. And because there were seven kids, they were like, okay, we'll hire two people.
Yeah.
And so we were like, yeah, perfect. Just easy money. Let's go do that. We'll chill out on the couch when they're asleep and stuff. Because they were all young enough that you could just put them to bed at like 8. And they were quite lovely. There was a few, like, obviously, like, neither of us have ever had children. So, like, you know, putting a freaking baby to sleep is hard. And, like, they cry and all that stuff. And, you know, they had great instructions, though. Like, they were pretty, they were pretty well-versed with that. Some of the kids were a little bit naughty.
Yeah, they were.
You know, asking for, like, treats and stuff. Or just, like, being like, I don't want to go to bed. I want to sleep over here. No, I want to... And it would just be like, shut up.
You, it was, like, nice cop and mean cop. Like, I would come in and be like, oh, guys, come on now.
And I would walk in and be like, go to bed.
It was really
funny. No one's having chocolate. You've already had dessert.
Dessert. It was literally that. And like, yeah. No, but remember what that one kid said?
Oh my God. No. Okay.
This was fucked.
So all the kids, like both of the families, they were both white. let me preface that. They were white people. And I think that they might have been a little bit Italian. I think one of the like parents was Italian or something. But like that's still white. Anyway, so we're putting the kids to bed and stuff, and like we're doing a few little like games to like wind them down. I think one of them was like doing your makeup, and one of them,
oh, yeah, I remember that.
They're like, they were just like painting your face, yeah, with random stuff. And they, one of them was like, oh, can I do your face, like to me? And I was like, oh no, I have like a skin problem. That was my excuse, because I was like, don't put that shit on my face. So I was like, no, I like have really bad skin. Like if you did that, like it would just like ruin, like I would just break out, and I would just like, don't do that to my skin. I already have makeup on. Sorry. And she was like, oh, okay. And she was fine with it. Whatever. One of the kids, like I think she was like five. This is like my favorite thing that a kid's ever said to me.
This was fucked.
It's like she'd never like encountered someone that wasn't white before. It was just, it was really cute, but it was also very funny. She looks at like Molly and I, and like clearly, like Molly is as pale as the white walls in my
house. Yeah, I'm literally a ghost.
Yeah, and
I am. I'm milk. And like, they call me Milky.
Yeah, but like, I'm obviously, I'm mixed. Like, first and foremost, I'm mixed Asian, like white, whatever. Like, my background is, I'm Chinese Australian. So, and my dad is half Chinese, so I'm a quarter. And so I don't have like, I don't look one way or another. Like, you could look at me and be like, she's probably mixed, right? I mean, a lot of people assume that I am, although I have gotten the odd, are you Spanish? No.
No.
No. But this kid looks at me and she's like, why do you look different? And I was like, at first I was like, what do you mean? Like, is it something I'm wearing? Molly's dying.
It was so out of pocket. So kids are fucked. Kids.
No, but it was so innocent. That's yeah. Why I was like obviously if she was like 16, I'd be like, excuse me, bitch.
Yeah.
But like,
oh, she was a cute little 48-year-old. I'd be like, oh, okay.
But she was like six or something, like four to six. I don't remember. She was like one of the younger ones. But yeah. she was like, why do you look different? And I was like, what? It was like, so what bad. Do you mean?
She was like, there's something like different.
Do you remember one of the other kids goes, you can't say that.
Yes.
Do you remember?
The older brother was like, you can't say that.
He was like nine.
Yeah.
Woke king.
She was like, what do you mean? Like, I, of course I can. Like, I was like, she was like, you have a different kind of skin. She was like, you have different eyes. They look different to mine and to everyone else's in this room.
And I just remember being like, oh, babe, it's because I'm Asian. And she was like, you're Asian? What's that?
Kids just say because like kids just say things, oh. And it's just
but it just truly shows that like kids is, they just have they haven't been taught.
No, they haven't.
And you know what, it kind of like goes full circle like with retail stuff and like managers getting mad. It's like these people are working minimum wage at a retail job,
yep.
So that they can afford bloody like soap. Maybelline Fit Me concealer from Kohl's
that and looks like a, that looks so sponsored. That sounds so sponsored, but it's not. We just
it's not.
We just devour that. It's yummy.
But like these like you usually hire like teenagers. They don't know.
No,
they don't know the systems. They don't know exactly how it works. You're there to teach them, and if you don't teach them properly, and they're doing something wrong, and it's a like they do a mistake that's like unacceptable in a manager's eyes. It's usually because you didn't manage them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So much of it is, what do you mean you don't know this? It's like, you didn't fucking teach me, bitch.
I know.
You got me the other fucking Christmas casual who's been here a week longer than me to teach me. And then you have the audacity to get fucking mad when things don't go right. Like, fuck you. Anyway.
Literally.
Anyway, those are our horror stories. Again, when I think of any of these, I still get filled with rage.
Oh, yeah. Also, if you have any that you want to send in, just
please.
Send us a little voice note or a little paragraph to our Instagram page at Kinda Silly Podcast, and we might be reading them in a rapid fire segment.
Please. We like literally are like, we love horror stories.
We love to eat that shit up.
Please. We should call them like what's like a word?
Silly stories.
Silly stories. Like, I like that. But send us a
little silly story.
But even a, but please, we will love some horror stories from like, please, we, and we'll read them out and we'll
they can
laugh.
Be anonymous. Well, they'll be totally anonymous.
And we can, please.
Bye.
Bye.
Guys, welcome back to the rapid fire section. Today, we're going to do some more cursed dating stories.
Let's go.
All right. This caller is a woman.
And you've heard this story and I haven't.
I've heard it. Molly hasn't. And I just thought it was bloody intense. And so here we go.
Is it? I don't want any spoilers. Spoilered. Okay, go.
Hey, girlies.
Hey, Quinn.
How are you?
So good.
So essentially, when I was freshly 18, the context matters, I downloaded Tinder, which was already a mistake within itself. Started talking to this guy who was like 23, 24. And we went on like a couple of dates and I was like, look, think you're a really cool person, but I'm just really not feeling it, but we can be friends. He was like, yeah, no, I'm happy to just be friends. Cool. We had a couple of mutual hobbies. He helped me out with some stuff. It was nice. Our friendship was good.
Great.
And then he kept like professing his love to me. And I was like, dude,
weird.
Like, no, like I'm not into it. And I told you from the start that I wasn't into
it. She did.
Okay, I haven't led you on. We've been very clear. There's been set boundaries this entire time.
Oh my God.
And I started like cutting off my communication with him because I was like, this is going to end bad.
Good.
And then out of nowhere one day, he hits me with this message.
Wait, I'm going to guess what I think, what he's going to say.
Okay, yeah, go.
Okay. So he sends a message. I think the message is going to say like, you're a bitch. Like, how could you? Like, and like, he's going to tone it on her.
I would like to think that the message is like,
you know it.
No, I know I've heard this, but I would like to think like in my mind, I think the perfect story would be like, I understand.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop.
Yeah. But imagine he goes,
you've set your boundaries from the beginning.
Yeah. He goes, I actually understand and I'm going to take a step back. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for being so honest with me from the start. Thanks for not making this awkward. I'm so sorry for my behavior and I promise you I won't do it. And then like in the perfect scenario, he doesn't.
Well, we know that's not going to happen. So let's take a good harvest. Oh, this is going
to
be bad.
We need to meet in person because I need closure.
Why?
For what? I don't know. But I was like, no, thank you, actually. I am extremely uncomfortable.
Classic.
If you want to talk, we can do it over the phone, but I will not be meeting you in person.
Obviously, like, you can get closure, like, absolute slay, and that's so fine to ask. But I think if you've, like, known them, like, a couple of weeks or a month, like, fucking come on,
also,
relax.
Why do you need closure for, like, she, from the get-go, this woman has been like, nah, mate, like, I don't see this happening.
Yeah.
Thanks for being a friend. And you agreed to be a friend.
Yeah.
So that's the end of the story. You don't just sit there waiting around for her to come around.
I think a lot of people go into those things being like, yeah, yeah, but they're like,
I'm going to get her in the end.
I'm going to get the girl. It's like, no, you're not, Brad. His name's definitely Brad. That's all.
And this man sends me a message with my entire university class timetable and goes, on Tuesday at this time, you'll be in this class, right?
Huh? That's so fucking weird. What the fuck?
Yeah, I forgot about that part. I'm not going to lie.
Ew.
How
is
creepy.
That's block territory. Block.
Oh, my God.
Go to the police.
Literally. Well, I mean, I guess it's not really full grounds to do that. But how did he find that?
That's so weird.
How did he find that? Like, who... He must have had to like go through someone or go through records to find that.
That's weird.
I never told him what classes I was doing at what time. So I don't know where he got this information.
Literally where?
But it was right. Literally my stomach dropped to my asshole. He shows up to my university with a bouquet of flowers.
No.
And he made this scene in the food court and I'm just standing there.
What is with people thinking like, they're in a 90s film. Like, sir, this is 2023.
We'll WhatsApp like, me in the cafeteria.
If someone, like, I love how in those, like, movies, like, someone, like, comes in with a bouquet and flowers and everyone, like, claps. If that happened now, they'd get spat on.
Jolene, I'm going to win you back.
It's like, no, you're not. Like, please leave me alone. That's so creepy. Oh, ew.
Standing there. And he's like, I'll give you, like, one more chance to tell me, like, where we're going with this.
Nowhere.
And so he was like, fair enough, whatever. He gave me the flowers. He took a flower because he was going to press it in a book to like remember our friendship.
It's giving like, I'm a romantic.
I'll always remember you, Jolene.
It's like, I won't remember you, Brad. Yeah, Brad.
Then for the rest of the day, I had to carry these flowers. But every class I went into, someone was like, who bought you the flowers? They're really pretty. And I was like, I don't even know how to begin to fucking explain to you what's going on. So it has to be one of the most cooked, crazy experiences I've ever had in my life.
Oh.
Love you, girlies.
Love you too.
Love you, Queen. Oh my God. That is so embarrassing.
How embarrassing.
For him. That's so
disgusting.
Rank. What a weird... It's giving incel.
Right?
Like, it's giving freak.
It's giving, like... Freak. They go onto that, like, subreddit that's, like, the rating women, and they rate them from, like... Like, based on, like, facial structure, and they have all these rules about it. And they're like, Margot Robbie's... They're like, Margot Robbie's a 7. And you're like, what?
She's so ugly. It's like, okay, Brad.
She's Barbie.
She's Barbie, but it's literally, that's just so weird and creepy. And like, look, obviously King wanted a relationship and that is so fine. But like, if someone tells you they don't want a relationship, you don't go and then literally make it your mission to change their mind. That's creepy.
And if someone, like, if someone's ever going to say to you, I don't want a relationship, but they're doing it like you think they're trying to say it like to manipulate you into like trying harder.
Run.
They're probably fucking toxic.
Yeah.
So if someone says, I don't want a relationship, you fucking take that at face value. Yeah. They don't want a relationship. And if in the end they go, of course I wanted a relationship. Like I've liked you this whole time. Just know that they're fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And that's not
like
normal.
If anyone goes like, I'm playing hard to get and like, or plays any games. That's weird. But if someone says to you, hey, I'm just here to fuck. And then they're like, you turn around being like, what do you mean? It's like, sorry. But like, even like now when I'm swiping on apps and stuff, if someone has like looking for like, cause I'm probably more looking for like a relationship.
Yeah.
If someone puts on their like casual, looking for like casual fun, like slay, like love that for you.
Honesty.
Like, but cool. Like, thank you for telling me up front and I'm going to not swipe on you because I then know I'm not going to then engage with that person and make it my like cringe mission to be like, oh, I'm going to get you. No, they've said what that you want. Don't make it an ego thing. They've said what they've said. They've put their boundaries 100%. There. And if you push that, you're a freak. Like, don't be a weirdo.
Just be honest, open communication. Just be like, if you have feelings for someone and they ask you if you have feelings for them, just say
yeah.
Like, just don't do the whole playing hard to get thing. Yeah, like, it's just so, if you're actually looking for like a genuine relationship, don't do that.
And it look, if you do like engage with someone in like a casual thing and they've said to you they want it to be casual and then you do develop feelings, like that does suck. Like, that is a crap situation.
But that's a different like situation.
And also,
like,
and also it happens and you have to literally be like,
communicate,
okay, I have feelings now. This is irritating, but this person, even if you say, look, I know at the start you said that you wanted something, like you could literally say something like, I know at the start you said you wanted something casual. I'm just letting you know, I'm noticing I'm getting feelings. Do you feel like that's something you'd be open to?
Yeah, just like reassess.
Yeah. Like, do you think that's something you'd be open to?
Or that's literally, it's just being fucking honest.
Yeah. Yeah. Or
it like solves all of these problems. Yeah. And also just taking people's honesty at face value and just being like, okay, if they don't want me to do that, I'm gonna not do it.
Exactly. And it's like, if they
so simple.
And if they say, you know, like, and then if you do that reassessment and they say like, oh yeah, I still just see this casually, then you go, okay, cool. I know if I keep engaging with this, I'm just gonna get more and more hurt. I'm gonna leave.
Boom.
You don't then go, here's a million roses.
Where are you on campus? I'm going to find your art history class.
That's like, you know, like when people like guys will be like, I'm a romantic. It's like, no, you're a fucking serial killer.
No, I know.
What the fuck?
If you like clearly don't have a romantic connection with a woman and then you walk into the cafeteria with a guitar and you're like, Jolene, I'm trying to get you back. I would you should probably reassess your
life. You should
go
to a mental health professional.
You should be admitted.
And that's it.
No, that's it.
Thank you so much,
listener. Don't be a fucking creep is point blank. Oh. Just don't be a weird cunt.
Honestly. Basically, if you have any cursed dating stories or any just cursed horror stories in general from work, from life, from family, Instagram at Kinda Silly Podcast, send us a voice note, send us a paragraph. They'll all be anonymous, but we will read those goofy stories out. Don't keep them to yourself.
Send voice notes because voice notes are funny.
Yeah, they're funny.
X.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. Don't forget to give us a rating on Spotify or wherever you're listening to this, and follow our TikTok and Instagram at Kinda Silly Podcast. Stay silly.
That's Kinda Silly.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.